A portion of Streets of Gold has been underwritten by OneBodyOneSpirit.com, offering ladies and men's Christian-themed apparel, fashion-forward design, and quality. That's the number one, body, the number one, spirit.com.
Welcome back to Streets of Gold. I'm your host, Lisa Scott, talking with Rob Frazier, actually about his first solo project. There was a song on there called Come On, Elaine. I've always wondered what that song is about.
I wrote it thinking about those painful years that many of us go through in high school when we all feel a little awkward. Some of us don't fit in. And I forget if it was inspired by a real person I met or not. I think it was just that sort of kind of maybe overweight, a little, you know, not very cool young girl in a youth group was sort of off by herself. What am I doing here? I'm not cool. I don't have the right clothes. I'm not very attractive. Does anybody care about me? And I just kind of, my heart just kind of went out to that individual. And so that she became a sort of a figure in my mind of people who just feel like outsiders, and how the rest of us would gain so much by befriending people who are outside of our normal circle. How that's where the gospel really lives, in those relationships which are painful. The Lord gives us the power to love each other even when it's not natural to do that. And how wonderful it is to feel like you're on the outside and suddenly be invited in. And so that's where that came from.
On the bad side of town, nothing goes on there, it only goes down. The family is a sad situation, and she's a victim of their frustration. Well, down the street at the church, it's a different world. Wednesday night and Sunday, the Christians there could really help that girl if only they would.
Come On, Elaine, Rob Frazier on Streets of Gold. You may or may not know, Rob is very close with Steve Camp. They've co-written and recorded many things together. I was curious, so we asked Rob how Steve and Rob met.
Steve and I have known each other since we were teenagers. We met when I was in college, and he was just out of high school. I'm a couple years older than he is. His best friend in high school became my best friend in college. And so I went home to Chicago one summer with this other friend and met this tall, sort of skinny, long-haired guy. Looked just like Larry Norman, sang all these Larry Norman songs. And it was Steve Camp. He was kind of Larry Norman at the time, when Larry Norman was the big, big artist in Christian music. He since, of course, has found his own voice. And after we were friends for a while, we just hit it off and began writing songs. And it's been a real natural kind of hookup. We've written about 200 songs together now. Yeah. Most of them have been recorded, too.
Rob wrote this next song, recorded it in 1984. It reached number 21 on the charts. Steve Camp recorded the same song 3 years later. It reached number 10. It is a great song and so true for no matter what you're going through. He is all you need. Rob Fraser on Streets of Gold. It's really true, and sometimes we have to get to the absolute bottom of our life, the bottom rung of the ladder, to realize that when Christ is all you have, he truly is all you need. Hope that we never forget that. Rob Fraser on Streets of Gold. I'm your host, Lisa Scott. We're talking with Rob. You may remember 1986, he released his second solo album. It was called This Town. We asked him about the title track.
I was inspired by my 10th high school reunion, which I was invited to. It's obviously been a while ago. But I got back to high school and saw how things had changed, how some people, how things had changed and yet how things had not changed. The jocks were still jocks. They were just a little heavier now, and some of them were losing their hair, and they weren't exactly in fighting form, but they were still talking about sports and hanging around. And then the artistic people had done artistic things. Most of them were musicians or teachers, music teachers, and a couple were dramatic artists. And so the more things change, the more they stay the same. Our people, you know, we'd gotten older, but basically our interests had sort of remained the same. And yet, as I looked around my hometown, I realized how things had changed for the worse in some ways. How some of the people I knew in high school who were Christians were no longer walking with the Lord. And some people who were the farthest thing from Christians in high school had suddenly dramatically found Christ and how neat that was. And how, if anything good had happened, it had been because people were praying. And there were people in my high school who just made a determined effort to pray for the kids at the high school. And how incredibly, all those years later, I'd seen some of those kids who'd been prayed for by the small prayer group that were actually the ones that came to Christ. And so it got me thinking, man, if we don't pray, the town's going down. We don't pray, the town and people in it don't get anywhere. Somehow, we don't know how, but God uses prayer to change lives. He does what he wants anyway. He's sovereign. But when we get involved in his process through prayer and through, you know, joining our hearts with his will, then amazing things happen.
This old town may not look like much to you, but it's where I live, it's all I got. Lately change been coming, but what's it coming to? Where there used to be a church, now it's a parking lot. We got our houses and our swimming pools. Everybody's lives are so discreet. But keeping up appearances is our only rule. And we've lost the power we once found on our knees. But doesn't anybody pray in this town anymore? Doesn't anybody want to stand up for the Lord? While we shake our heads, wondering what we're gonna do, God says, I need one righteous man. Is it gonna be? Outside your back door, tell me what you see. The people are starving in your streets, and human life just ain't worth what it used to be. From the nursing home to the nursery, families are hurting in our neighborhood. Loyalty and love are out of vogue. God has just forgotten, we're at best misunderstood. But he remains the one who's in control. So tell me,
sometimes I wonder, doesn't anybody pray in this town anymore? Great song about prayer from Rob Frazier on Streets of Gold. So what's Rob doing today?
Well, the most exciting thing in my life right now, besides my family, I'm a family guy. I've been married to the same woman. We have three kids. Just being with them is lots of fun and adventure and occasionally sheer terror. But mainly, my family is just where it's at for me. But this year, I embarked on another dream. I've started going to seminary because I'm seeing the end of the road for me in music. Not that I want to put it in such dramatic terms. I'm desiring to be a part of a ministry team that kind of stays put. And even though I still will travel for the next few years and and maybe even do another album or two. I'm longing for the day I can be on staff at a church doing some music, but also teaching and preaching the word. So I believe God's called me to be a pastor, and that's what I'm going to do by His strength and His power and as He leads.
Here's one last song from Rob. This is a great song. Got Your Word on It from the Heartland release. It's Rob Frazier on Streets of Gold.
Got your word on it, and my sins have been forgiven, 'cause you paid the penalty. Got your word on it. Got your word on it. Your word will last forever. I know your word. My life I will have troubles, of that I can be sure. Got your word on it.
I got your word on it, yeah.
But as I lean upon you, your faithfulness will endure. Got your word on it.
I got your word on it.
I got your word on it. There's a mansion up in heaven with my name upon the door. Got your word on it.
I got your word on it.
Got your word on it. In that place there is no sorrow, no weeping anymore. Got your word on it.
I got your word on it.
Got your word on it.
Don't need a written contract, witnesses. God's word alone is enough. Got your word on it. Rob Frazier on Streets of Gold. We'd like to thank Rob for a great interview. Had a great time chatting with him. I'm your host, Lisa Scott. Don't go away. We've got another block of cuts from 84. Twyla Paris, Farrell and Farrell, DeGarmo and Key, and Michael W. Smith coming up.